So what we our natural focus is on behaviour, where what we want to do is look at the feelings that drive the behaviour rather than just the behaviour, what they see and what we hear and what the people do. Rarely, if ever, is it driven by desire to hurt us. We're unfortunately the wrong person at the wrong time in that particular situation. So we're trying to make sure we don't take it personally. We don't blame whoever's displaying the behaviour for that behaviour. So we might hear certainly in school contexts, get out from under that desk now, pull your hood down now. Hopefully what we haven't heard is stop being depressed now, stop missing your dad now, stop being sad, cat's died. So the conflict spiral. So in the conflict spiral, experiences can lead and influence feelings. Feelings can influence and change behaviour. Then our staff react to what they're seeing, experiencing. If we're not careful, can lead to conflict. So in the work, what we're looking to try and do is, what can we do? How do we influence this in a different way? Because I think it was Einstein who said, if you keep doing the same things and expect different outcomes, the first sign of insanity. So what can we do that might disrupt this repeating behaviours and patterns of behaviour? So I'll share an example from a kid's perspective, how it might play out for, and this could be obviously a participant's perspective. So talk about Johnny. So Johnny, at the start, this doesn't cope well with changes of staff. Okay, this is my example, you can own one. And now he comes into school and realises it's not his usual teacher. And then even worse, he realises it's Nick the relief teacher. Right, we didn't have a good experience with last time. So his previous experiences when I sent him out and got him into trouble and whatever, suspended or whatever else might have happened, is going to influence how he feels. So as soon as he walks in the door and realises it's not his normal teacher, it's me and it's a bad experience, that's like to influence his behaviour. Oh God, it's not, and he shouts out, calls out and says, oh, you again, you're rubbish, or whatever else he might say. Given my previous experiences, I'm not sure what to do. I react, right, that's it, you again, get, you know, we end up just the same, repeating the same pattern of behaviour. From a staff perspective, this is how it can play out. So I'm the relief teacher, alright, last time I was in taking this class, didn't have a good interaction with Johnny. So I'm on edge, my feelings, oh, I hope Johnny's away, oh no, he's here. I behave saying, Johnny, I'm not going to put up with you doing what you did last time. You know, that's not acceptable. So I tell him all the things he shouldn't do. He reacts because I've been negative towards him and can tell it repeats itself if we're not careful. If we don't, as the staff member, change something. So the key bit, what we want people to do, and you can do it anyway, but I think this space is where we can influence a better outcome. Alright, so as a staff member, if I know I can't change the previous experience, how I feel about that, can't change that bit because it's happening. But what I do is, how am I going to behave when I see Johnny? Rather than tell him all the things I don't want him to do, alright Johnny, you know, yeah, I know you're probably not overly enjoyed that you got me, but how do we make today go as well as possible? What can we do so we have a really good day today? Or things to that effect. Yeah, he may or may not react well to that, but I've tried my best. Yeah. The other bit is, well, if he behaves in a way that is unacceptable, is not okay, calls out, and then how do I react to that? Rather than escalating it, I can say, no, Johnny, remember what the class rules are. Remember this is it. Come on, let's have a good day today, a successful day today, rather than something not going on. Does that make sense? So how do I behave towards the participant, and this could be colleagues on occasions, or how do I react when they display that behaviour that I find difficult? So what we're looking to do, what do I know, what can I change? It's never our fault, of course, it's always their fault, which isn't, but you know, but what can I do that might influence a better outcome? Does that make sense? Yeah, so it's a framework for understanding how things keep ending up in conflict, and then, even more importantly, what might I change that might influence a better outcome. Any questions? No? Right, 2 or 3 minute chat just at your tables. Reflections on when you've noticed that, either you personally or you've noticed colleagues or participants or kids going through those patterns. And any sort of reflections from the real world around that as a model.